A snowy Tuesday afternoon, time for our weekly chat concerning the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council based in Warren, Minnesota. We have a special guest joining us by phone, and he is a musician from Crookston, and his name is Anthony Diaz. Hi, Anthony. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Ron. Doing great. And yourself?
I'm fantastic. Now, you were born and raised in Crookston, so was I, so we have the same problem. Again, that's my dry sense of humor. Sorry, Crookston. What is your medium or discipline when it comes to music?
My medium would be specifically like focusing on jazz, guitar, blues, folk music, R&B.
Okay. And how many years have you been performing and involved in music?
Since about the age of 5, so almost, I'd say almost 25 years.
And where did that start? How did you start playing?
How did I start playing guitar? We had a traveling evangelist come to our church, and he basically could play every instrument in the book. And for some reason, I fixated on the guitar. So I started playing guitar and started getting into it and really enjoyed it.
And back in time when you were younger, were there any mentors as you began to play music?
Definitely. I suppose the person who had one of the biggest impacts on my life was probably Linda Samuelson in the music department at Northland Technical College in Cedar Falls. Introduced the art form of jazz to me. I liked it a little bit before that, but it was just her class on jazz history was just amazing, and it inspired me to pursue jazz as an art form.
So you were a student at Northland in Thief River?
Yes. Yep. I graduated with an associate degree in the arts room.
What kind of shows have you done, Anthony, over your career?
I've played several shows, from the Ralph Engelstad Arena. I was fortunate to win a competition and open for Arias. And I've also played on the street busking in Grand Forks and done very well for myself. One other, Minnesota State Fair, in the semifinals, I took runner-up.
What types of pieces of music do you produce?
I guess right now in my on my SoundCloud and Reverb Nation page, a lot of it's real folk music. Some of it's jazzy and some blues type of sound.
How has the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council helped you in pursuing your career in music?
Great question. This past fall, a great friend of mine, the pastor of the Presbyterian Church, Daniel Wolfhart in Crookston, had mentioned that there's funding opportunities for individuals interested in the arts or artist development. So I wrote a grant proposal and submitted it to the Arts Council to take jazz guitar lessons with Massborn IT and Jazz Performance for online studies. And they granted me $1,500 for that. So I'm able to take guitar lessons with this amazing virtuosic guitar player for a whole year.
And who was that player, Anthony?
The guitarist that I'm taking lessons from, his name is Matthew Warnock.
Okay, and where's he from?
Right now, he's located in the United Kingdom. He has several degrees from the United States and from the United Kingdom, but his specific focus is in bebop.
Well, it's very interesting. That's fantastic. And as you look to the future, what do you see for yourself in music, Anthony?
You know, ultimately, what I think any musician, would want to be able to do is, self-sustaining and be able to perform. Being able to perform for people and make a living at it.
It takes a lot of hard work, doesn't it?
It certainly does. I spend, anybody who knows me will tell you that I spend at least 4 hours a day practicing.
I imagine, too, an important factor is venues to play at, finding those locations to actually show off your work.
Definitely. And, as of late, the community seems to be embracing the local musicians around the area a bit more. At first it was difficult. Everybody is really kind of closed-minded in terms of music styles. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people really enjoy country music around this area, but, venues like the Crookston Inn and the El Rocco and Grand Forks, and these places are welcoming folk music, jazz music, improvisational music, and they're doing great things for the community of musicians in the area.
Again, my guest is Anthony Diaz. Anthony spells his name D-I-A-S. He's from Crookston. He's a musician, a guitarist, known for his blues, jazz, R&B, and soul. And Anthony, is there a way of contacting you to find out more about your work and your availability for performing?
Yes. I would say the best method to contact me would be on Facebook.
Okay.
And it's basically facebook.com/DIAZ0105. And on that Facebook page, you can find all the links to my websites that have music on the internet, and it shows dates when I'll be performing, including this Friday night at the Trickspin. We'll be doing a Grateful Dead tribute with some friends. So you know that's the best way to contact me or look up my music or hear what I sound like.
All right, Anthony Diaz again performing this Friday evening at the Crookston Inn. That's on the north end of the city, a motel convention center there. And what time is the performance on Friday evening, Anthony?
The performance will be from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., and there'll be a variety of acts. Trent Oslin from Crookston, a great singer-songwriter who's heavy on the Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Knight will be doing some originals, and friend Derek will also be performing. So there'll be quite a variety of music.
Starting at 9, and again, that's the Crookston Inn in Crookston on Highway 2, north end of the city, and Anthony Diaz will be there performing live and on stage. And if you would, again, Anthony, give us your Facebook address there, facebook.com/ what?
/DIAZDiaz0105.
Very good. Anthony Diaz, thank you so much again for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Ron.
Anthony Diaz, a feature of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, heard every Tuesday just after 3 on Pioneer 90.1.